I've been looking forward to hearing our next guest since she was booked to appear here on the radio program. You'll get to know her a little bit better, but first, we'll take a listen to a song. This is Victoria Susan. That's Victoria Susan at the Saturday Light Brigade. We've linked to her SoundCloud page from our page at slbradio.org. That was a pretty song, Self-Love, its name. How long ago did you write that?
Well, that was kind of like a 2018 New Year's resolution song. So I wrote it, I think, like, you know, the day after the New Year. And just wanted to write a song that was kind of a proclamation to what I was going to do in 2018, which was, you know, a little more self-love and just kind of putting yourself out there.
Yeah, it's an interesting kind of, I don't want to say contradiction, but a lot of folks are really putting themselves last these days. Mm-hmm. It seems like a lot of people, we talk a lot about people that are self-absorbed, but truthfully, I think there's probably a lot more people that just don't take time at all to be reflective, or not self-love isn't necessarily being the center of attention at all or being right. self-absorbed. It's mm-hmm. more taking a moment to think about things and to reflect and,
right.
you know, everything from exercise to writing. So that's mm-hmm. a great song to have
Thank
in
you.
Your repertoire. Tell me a little bit about yourself, where you grew up and how music came into your life.
So I'm from Mars, Pennsylvania, about an hour away from here. I played music.
Let me see if I'm still good. 16046?
Yes.
All
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
I know my.
Yes.
I know Mars pretty
oh,
well.
Oh, okay. Awesome. But, yeah. My whole family's still out there. We've been there forever. But I started playing music pretty young. My mom has always played guitar and sang. So she taught me how to play guitar. And we play together pretty often. But I played piano for a while, and I went to like a charter school for music for a little bit. But I've always just kept music in my life. Even if I don't have the time, I try to make the time or play open mics and such. But yeah, I actually went to school for anthropology, and I was into photography a little bit too. And now I'm in the restaurant industry, and so I've been like all over the place. But music is still always so important to me, and just taking the time to do it.
So you, I guess, would have been at Seneca Valley, but it sounds like you instead might have gone to the charter school in, was it Lincoln?
Yes. Well, I went to Mars, but we were on like the, I could have gone to Seneca, I guess. But yeah, I went to Mars.
Yeah. Where did you go to school for anthropology?
I went to Point Park.
I didn't know you could study anthropology at
Point Park. A lot of people think Point Park, you know, it's all conservatory and dance. So I got that question a lot, for sure. But, I didn't really know either. I mean, the title was Global Cultural Studies, but I kind of shortened it because people are always like, what is that, you know?
How did you come to choose that as a major?
Well, I wasn't really sure what I wanted to study. And my mom's always been very, you know, open about like political views and, you know, teaching me about the world and such. So I was like, I really want to dive deeper into this and just kind of see what that's all about and learn more about the world, because I've never really traveled very much. So that was a nice way to just learn, you know.
That's terrific. I was astonished to learn that, I believe it was Google, had anthropologists looking at its offices to observe how people work.
Oh, really?
in much the way that an anthropologist might look at any culture or society, and to kind of take notes on
right.
what are the characteristics of that particular group of people and how to best you know, provide an ecosystem for them. And
yeah, interesting.
You never think of contemporary, at least I had not thought of contemporary anthropology.
That's true. And when I tell people, they're like, so did you want to, you know, go, my sister always said, did you want to study rocks? I think she was thinking of, you know, not anthropology, but, you know, go out and just like study an ancient civilization. But it's more than just studying like old cultures, but you can study anything really, the, you know, psychology of any sort of group of people, which is so cool.
You're listening to the voice of Victoria Susan. It's nice to have you here. There's some more things I want to ask you, but why don't we listen to another song? What would you like to do next?
So I have another original called Every Time I Close My Eyes, which is more of a love song.
Thank you.
dream I felt you pull me close again. Your rough hands and your breath on my neck. I watched you curl up while you slept, your hair a mess. I hope you were dreaming of me. I hope you were dreaming of me. 'Cause I dream about you every time I close my eyes. Washes over me to think of you not loving me. I need to feel your heartbeat next to mine. When we lie awake at night, I hope dreams of me sing you right to sleep, sing you right to sleep.
A pretty song. Every time I close my eyes, Victoria Susan. You mentioned photography, and when I was looking at your SoundCloud page, I saw a few pictures there. Are those yours?
They are not. No, not those ones, unfortunately. Yeah. I don't have any up online. I think I have an Instagram somewhere. But it's funny because I was really into photography, and then the iPhone came out and everybody was taking pictures with their iPhone. I was like, oh, well, you know, these are really good. And I had, you know, this expensive camera that I was...
You were using like an SLR?
Yeah. And I was like, oh, no, is this like the end of photography? Obviously, it's not. But, you know, that's when I kind of fell out of it.
It is. And there's a lot of industries, including this one, radio, that is, that are like that. We were just talking about this the other day. It's so easy to Facebook live stream
something. Yeah.
So does that mean we should not have radio broadcasting because you can do that? We really are living in some pretty disruptive times right now. And I think about that with photography too. I know a lot of photographers, you know, no matter... You might have the greatest hardware in your pocket now. There's still issues of framing and choices to be made in lighting. But it does, it's incredible how great results can be gotten. Just
I know, it's crazy.
But by somebody.
So nice.
Unless it's me. I still don't get very good pictures, no matter how hard I try.
Well, I'm assuming the next invention is it'll just, you know, take the picture for you and frame it and everything, you know?
It'll probably be something where you double blink your eyes, kind of like a double click. And
yeah, probably.
The picture will be in your head and can be brought forward through Google Glass to look at it.
Yeah, it's pretty creepy.
That's so outlandish. It seems like it could probably be true.
Yeah, probably will be. I wouldn't be surprised. But it's the same with music too. You know, you can kind of just make music on anything now, which is fine. Everybody has the right to make music, but you know, it's very easy now.
Well, and with the recording of music too, you're able to record. Speaking of which, have you put together an album or an EP, or do you hope to?
I'm working on it. I was actually just working on figuring all that last night. So I am hoping this month to get like an actual EP recorded. I had one when I was in high school that my mom and I actually did together.
That's great.
But and then the only stuff I now have on SoundCloud is kind of my own self-made stuff, which isn't, you know, it's GarageBand and a lot of reverb, so which is, you know, I got to get something a little bit more professional, but I'm hoping pretty soon I will have that, and I'll put it on SoundCloud and my Facebook and such.
You mentioned your mom. Did the two of you play together, or did she just support?
We do. Well, we used to a lot more, like, actually play and sing together, and now, like, we'll do shows together and kind of switch on and off.
What name do you use when you do shows together?
Well, we don't do anything, like, a conjoined name, unfortunately, but we kind of just go by a first name. So her name's Laurel, and she's also working on getting something out for an EP, but she's also really wonderful. She plays very often, but we are hoping to, since we have a little more time now, to, like, sing together and such.
It's great that your family plays music together. You mentioned your dad plays as well.
No, he does not. I've never heard him sing before.
Oh, okay.
I wish that'd be cool. No, it's just my mom, really. I mean, my grandpa was a singer, although I never met him. But yeah, just the two of us and my cousin.
Victoria Susan is who you're listening to. I was curious about your singing because your voice has a really special quality to it. Did you take lessons?
I did, yeah. So I started with piano, and I was really bad at it, and then realized that, you know, I'd always loved singing, so just I switched to, like, voice lessons, which was one of the best things I ever did. I took them for about 5 or 6 years, but it was really wonderful.
I think for a lot of people, the idea of what you would learn in voice is not as easy to understand. I mean, when you're learning to play piano, or even if you've never learned, you can imagine, well, you're learning the notes, you're learning how to approach the keys. What are some of the fundamentals you learn when you study voice?
Really, so much. I mean, I was so lucky to have such a wonderful teacher who was almost kind of like a therapist, because I started when I was about 14 or so. So I was going through a lot of, you know, things with school and just, like, finding myself. And she was really helpful with that. But I learned a lot of, like, control and, you know, how to take care of your voice without burning it out, and what teas to drink and how to calm yourself down when you're nervous. Because obviously, you know, your voice is, it's harder to control sometimes. Like, it'll shake or crack, or, you know, you can't really hide your emotions in it. So, I mean, there was just such an array of things that I learned how to do and how to sing other genres, which was most important because I was what she called a stylistic singer. So I wasn't very good at singing classic stuff, but I was a little bit better at singing, like, rock songs and folk. But she taught me how to cross over, which is really nice because then I had so much more variety of things that I could sing.
That's great. And I'm sure in speaking and interacting with people,
you
use those same skills.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, just, you know, like, sucking your stomach in and supporting those muscles, you know, like, so much that you don't think about, really, you know.
Are you playing out much?
I'm trying to. I play at Hambones in Lawrenceville a lot. They have a wonderful show called The Girly Show, which is all local artists, female artists, which is really wonderful. And that's pretty often now. It rotates a lot. And their open mics on Tuesdays are really great. I just got a day job, so I was working at night a lot, and it was hard for me to play. But I'm really hoping to play some more open mics coming up here.
Great. I hope you'll get a chance to do so. We put a picture of Victoria Susan up on our Facebook page, at SLB Radio. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on Community Radio. Thanks for doing that. Larry Berger here, Victoria Susan with me. And what would you like to do next?
I have another original called High Tide, Low Tide. I wrote it when I was at the beach in Maine and kind of just about, you know, sitting next to the ocean.
You weren't at Acadia. I'm trying to think of a park.
We did go to Acadia National Park. That was about 2 summers ago. It was really beautiful.
Yeah,
it sure
was
so nice. Yeah.
Yeah, Maine is beautiful. I can't wait to hear it.
Thank you. High tide, low tide. High tide.
Victoria Susan at the Saturday Live Brigade. I really liked that song. The lyric and music really go together well, and you deliver it. It's not surprising that you deliver it authentically. It's your song,
but
you do deliver it that way. Tell me about your writing process, if you got one.
Yeah, it really depends. Mostly when I'm outside is when I write most, like, fluently. So that song, when I was in Maine, I was writing a lot because we were, you know, sitting on these rocks by the ocean, and it was just, like, you know, so beautiful, so it's hard not to write something. But it's usually, you know, sitting on the porch or a patio and just writing something or, you know, letting it come to me. I write a lot in the car, too, which is, you know, I won't actually write while I'm driving, but I'll speak it into my phone because I don't know why it always comes to me when I'm in the car. But, yeah, it really depends.
Yeah, well, I think things come to you when you're doing other things sometimes,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah, the thought will pop into your head. And there's one good thing about iPhones or other, you know, you can quickly record things like that when you need to. That's, you know, the best ideas. And you might think you're going to remember them, and you don't.
I know. I always think I will, but I don't.
It's the same with dreams, right? You wake up maybe in the middle of the night, and you've had a, like, super vivid dream, and you think, oh, I can't wait to share this dream with somebody when you really wake up, and then it's gone.
I know. It's so interesting how that happens.
Yeah. Why is that? How does that work?
Right.
Yeah. You can look for Victoria Susan. Is the SoundCloud page the best way to look for you now?
Now it is. That's really all I have up there, even though they are a little bit older, the songs. And again, you know, they're made on my MacBook, so they're not the best recording. But that is the best page, and I'm hoping as well to put some stuff on just my regular Facebook under Victoria Susan. Maybe YouTube as well. I've messed around with making some videos on YouTube, so those are there just for fun too. But yeah, SoundCloud right now is probably the best.
Yeah, and look for her at Ham Bones as well. I think you've got two more songs to share with us next. What's the next one?
So this one is a cover. It's one of my favorite ones to play. It's Amy Winehouse, Back to Black. We have completely different voices. I mean, she is, you know, she's a legend. But I love playing this song because of all the feeling in it. Of course, you know, her songs are just packed with that feeling. left no time to regret. Kept his lips wet with his same old safe bed. And me in my head high, and my tears drag it on without my guide. And you went back to what you know, so far removed from all that we track. My odds are stacked. I go back to black. We only said goodbye with words. I died 100 times. You go back to her and I go back to, I go back to us. I loved you. It's not enough, you love Blow and I love Puff. And life is like a pipe, and I'm a tiny penny rolling up the walls inside. We only said goodbye with words. I died 100 times. You go back to her. Times you go back to her and I go back to. We only said goodbye with words. I died 100 times. You go back to her and I go back to. I go back to
Victoria, Susan, that's a nice version of that song.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing it. Yeah. You know, we probably are going to have time for two more if you would like to do two more.
Okay.
I said two more before. I promise I won't keep saying two more. That was another one. Now two more. Because I know you mentioned you had some other songs prepared too. Yeah. If we have time, and it would be great to hear an extra. So we have two more songs to go. It's really kind of cool that you're still playing with your mom, too. I think that you enjoy playing together. She also plays guitar?
She does, yeah. Yeah, she's really good. She just learned the harmonica, too, and she's also learning the violin, which is really awesome.
I bet the two of you sing together really well.
Yeah, it's definitely, she's really good at harmonizing because she was in a group for a little bit. She's still in a group where she harmonizes, so it's really nice that she can.
What group is that? Is it a chorus or?
It's like a little, I think there's three of them. I'm pretty sure their name is still the YOLOs, and they're, they kind of do most of their stuff out in Cranberry and Mars.
Yeah.
But they're really great.
Mars, you should visit Mars if you've never been there. That's where Victoria's from.
Yeah, it's a cute little town.
Lovely little town with its own flying saucer. And I always have to ask if, I guess it's Susie Q's now. Is it still there?
No, they changed it.
Oh, no.
I know. Susie Q's was like one of the best places to go on Mars. I think it's called Mama's Place now.
Interesting. You probably don't remember when it was called Howard's, do you?
I do, yeah. That was when I was pretty little.
Yeah.
But yeah, and I remember when it changed to Susie Q's, but well, we used to go there a lot.
Susie was a waitress at Howard's who bought the place.
I did not know that.
At least that's it. Why would I make that up? That's no, I'm just thinking that's what I knew, but I mean, I knew Susie at the time.
Right.
Good old Uncle Bob's is gone, right?
It is, yeah. It's a more hip place now. Same with, well, Willie's is still there, but Willie's is also a little hipper. You can't throw the peanuts all over the floor now.
I always liked Mars. I've spent a lot of time there. There's been so much development out that way,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, definitely. Cranberry's kind of slowly creeping into Mars, but yeah.
But it's a fun town just adjacent to Cranberry, actually.
Yeah, so. Right down the hill.
what would you like to do next?
The next one is also another cover, but it's by like an R&B artist that I've always really enjoyed. And I think it's fun to cover R&B rap songs because, again, you know, I have a completely different voice than them. But it's called The Knowing by The Weeknd. Another great song to showcase your voice. It's really fun
to listen to you sing, you're really a great artist. I wish you more and more success as things go on. I'm glad we have time for one more. Is there anything you'd like to say or note that I didn't get a chance to ask you about, or we didn't? This will be our last chance to talk.
Not that I could think of.
We covered your mom. We covered Susie Q.
Yeah, keep an eye out for her. She'll be putting some stuff out, which I'm really excited about. And I'm hoping to get some more music out, more professional recordings, and have that out maybe in the next month or so. But yeah, thank you so much for having me too. It's so exciting. I've never done anything like this before, so this is really awesome.
Yeah, you're a natural, and it's great to have you. What do you want to close up with?
If you don't mind, I do have one cover I always go back to. I had an original, but I don't think it's quite ready yet. I just wrote it a little bit ago.
That's totally your call. Do whatever you'd like.
Yeah. Well, this cover is one of my favorite songs ever. It's by Fleet Foxes, so I'll play that one. And again, thank you so much.
Thank you. We really are so happy you're here. Here again once Victoria, once again, the pride of Mars, Pennsylvania.
Oh, thank you.
Victoria Susan.
Frightened part of me that's faded to pray.